Holy Archangel Michael, defend us that we may not perish in the dreadful judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, when you grow up and gain more years, your life makes you to pay attention to some particular parts of the Holy Scripture, which you find specially touching. For me, one of those parts is from today's Gospel, which I just chanted. He that shall scandalize one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be drowned in the depth of the sea. I'll tell you the reason why this passage is for me sorrowful and even frightening. Yesterday, three countries around the Baltic Sea, Sweden, Finland, and Estonia, had a very sad and painful anniversary of the sinking of the passenger ferry MS Estonia. It was early morning hours of the 28th of September, 1994, when this ship was sailing on the stormy waters of the Baltic Sea. The ship hit a giant wave, started to let water inside it, and in less than an hour sunk to the sea. These have been emotion-filled days for all the people from that part of Europe. This ship, Estonia, had about 1,000 passengers and crew members on board. Of those, only 137 were saved. This is only 14% of the souls who started that fateful trip saved their lives. Altogether, 852 people perished to their grave in the sea on the eve of St. Michael's feast 20 years ago and remain there this day. There have been worse peacetime maritime disasters, but when you remember that the joint population of these three countries was only slightly bigger than the population of Ohio, you can realize what a dark day and a sad memorial yesterday was. These are, of course, only cold and heartless numbers, for the amount of tears, pain, and sorrow resulting from that day 20 years ago, no man can ever count. Now, children, you maybe understand what an impact it is to me to hear these words of the Gospel. He that shall scandalize one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone should be hanged about his neck, and that he should be drowned in the depth of the sea. This week the Holy Liturgy speaks a lot about hell, punishment, judgment, and battles. And today there are many grown-ups who say that little children should not be taught about these things. They say that speaking and teaching about those might cause children distress and anxiety, like the reports of accidents and catastrophes do. And that might also be a reason why the modern world does not like to speak about angels. They are nice as sources of stories when they are good, but when you are supposed to speak about bad angels, modern world likes to keep quiet. But these kind of over-worried grown-ups are really taking away from their children the knowledge about the great protection and blessings which God ministers through His angels. Yesterday, I read one woman's story about the anxiety she felt when Estonia sank. She happened to be awake at night and was listening to the radio. When she heard that there had been a major shipwreck at Baltic Sea, she started to panic because her mother was also on cruise that night. There are always several ships going across the Baltic Sea, and because it was stormy night, she stayed wide awake, listening to radio for any new bits of information. But she really cared about only one thing. Please tell me the name of the ship. And you can imagine the relief when she finally heard the name MS Estonia, which was the different ship, and she knew her mother was safe. That name Estonia, which for thousands and thousands of people became the symbol of grief, tears, and death, was at that moment the most joyful thing she could hear. And so also for us, dear children, is the name of Saint Michael. This name Michael, which for the devils and for the cruel and evil people marks offense, horror, agony, defeat, and death, is for the children of God the name of prestige, safety, and protection. The meaning of the word Michael is who is like God, and recalls the combat which took place in heaven between evil angels and the heavenly host of good God. And when a Christian, at God's appointed hour, departs from this world, the Church prays that God's standard-bearer, Saint Michael, would introduce him to heaven. The Church preaches against danger and sin, first of all, of course, in order to warn her children, but also to declare to the whole world that the world is never big enough to hold too much of sin. Even in the midst of sorrow and death, God has promised His love to prevail over darkness. And therefore, one of the most dear verses in His Holy Scripture for all who have had to face anxiety and sorrow in their lives is this passage from King Solomon's Canticle. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, for stern as death is love, relentless as the nether world is devotion. Its flames are a blazing fire. Deep waters cannot quench love, nor floods sweep it away. Were one to offer all he owns to purchase love, he would be roundly mocked. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.